This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Afghanistan war did end with an odd unity between sworn enemies. That's the Taliban and Americans. Now, they both had the goal of getting the United States out, and they both had a stake in the evacuation operation after a deadly attack by a common foe. That's an offshoot of the Islamic State group. This is as witnesses by Associated Press reporters in Kabul, and as told by AP interviewed from all sides, the war ended with episodes of brutality, enduring drama, a massive if fraught humanitarian effort, and goodbye waves instead of bullets from the Taliban now in control. Well, meanwhile, a U.S. official is saying that the United States is planning to send Afghan evacuees who require more screening to a site in Kosovo. There, the official says that they may be housed for up to a year for further processing. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity in order to discuss plans. It's the first U.S. word on its intention for handling evacuees who fail to clear initial security screenings or otherwise require more processing. The United States' plan is to likely face objections from refugee aid advocates, the already complaining about lack of public disclosure in uncertain legal jurisdictions. And the Navy has now declared five missing sailors dead nearly a week after a helicopter crashed in the ocean off of San Diego. More VOANews.com. This is VOA News.